This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government and Biplab-led group form talks team for dialogue. Minister for Information and Communications, Barbot Gurung, says government preparing to bring all rebel forces in dialogue to maintain peace in the country. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government committed to achieve goal of development and prosperity. And three female journalists shot dead in Jalalabad of Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. Government has formed a two-member talk team to hold talks with Netra Bikram Chand-led group. Home Minister Rambhadra Thapa is leading the government talk team as per the earlier decision to bring Biplab-led group to the political mainstream. In a press release issued by spokesperson of the government, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Barbot Gurung, informed that Prime Minister Oli's Foreign Affairs Advisor, Dr. Rajan Bhatra, is another member of the government talk team. Announcing the talk team yesterday, Minister Gurung expressed a hope that the Biplab group would now also form a talk team and participate in the talk honestly. Minister Gurung further said the government had been working to establish perpetual peace in the country after bringing all agitating armed groups in the peace process. He also said all issues of revoking cases against the agitating leaders and armed management will be finalized via talks. Meanwhile, the Biplab-led group has also formed a two-member talk team under leadership of a leader Kharga Bahadur Bishwakarma Prakanda. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress Party has welcomed the formation of talk teams from both government and the Biplab-led group. Issuing a statement, Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishwa Prakash Sharma said the Nepali Congress believed that both sides would come to consensus acknowledging the Federal Democratic Republic system based on pluralism. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the government has been working for the conservation, management and development of forest, ensuring benefits for all. Addressing the 8th National Council of the Federation of Community Forest Users Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government would initiate further steps to check the rampant deforestation in the name of forest management. Learning the contribution of the community forest users in conserving forest in the country, Prime Minister Oli emphasized on promoting the agroforestry industry. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurated the Purbanchal Cancer Hospital in Birtamod of Chapa yesterday. Inaugurating the hospital after a year in operation, the Prime Minister unveiled a stone inscription on the hospital premises and visited the hospital wards. Likewise, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the Pradesh Gaurav village constructed for the poor and indigenous community at Birtamod municipality of Chapa district yesterday. On the occasion, the Prime Minister assured that the government would provide support in construction of modern housing, saying no one should be homeless in the country. Yesterday itself, Prime Minister Oli laid the foundation stone for Santhal Integrated Settlement to be built in Urlabari of Morang district. 132 houses will be constructed in the village at the cost of 300 million rupees. The houses would be handed over to the members of the landless quarters, homeless and poor Santhal and Uranwa communities. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has announced the preparation to grant affiliation to BNC Teaching Hospital. Lauding the hospital of being a world-class hospital with ultra-modern equipment and skilled staff, Prime Minister expressed the belief that the hospital would cater services at an affordable cost. Regarding the political issues, the Prime Minister challenged the opposition and other leaders to remove him if anyone could. The Prime Minister said the House session to begin from 7th of March would test the Supreme Court's verdict. staying with the province number 179 families have been displaced after houses at Doban Bajar of Taplejung district caught fire yesterday morning. Radio Nepal's correspondent Mala Palungwa reported that the fire destroyed 47 houses and displaced 79 families. Taplejung Police Chief Bal Narsingh Rana said the fire had come under control and relief distribution had started. Details of the damages are being collected. Meanwhile, expressing sorrow over the loss of properties in the inferno, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has urged to manage the relief packages, promptly addressing the grievances of the victims. In a tweet, President Bhandari stressed on the need of awareness among people to prevent such untoward incidents. Likewise, in charge of press organization affiliated to Madhav Prachanda-led faction of the Nepal Communist Party, Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai has demanded the government to provide relief packages equal to that of quake victims, providing resettlement. Despite of all odds, foreign tourists have started arriving in Nepal in the February of this year, and the tourism industry has seen a slight improvement. The Nepal Tourism Board quoted the Department of Immigration that 18,020 tourists arrived Nepal in the first 2 months of the year 2021. The Nepal Tourism Board further informed that 8,847 foreign tourists came to Nepal in January, while 9,146 arrived in February. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 78 new corona infection cases yesterday, with 72 recoveries. The ministry unveiled the data that out of nearly 274,300 infected people, more than 270,500 have recovered from the coronavirus infection. The ministry did not report any corona-related death yesterday. Meanwhile, the ministry has said all 9 districts except Surkhet in Karnali province have been declared COVID-19 free. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Three women who worked for a TV station in the Afghan city of Jalalabad have been shot dead in what seems to be the latest in a wave of targeting killings. Reports say the women aged 18 to 20 were killed in 2 separate but coordinated attacks. A fourth was critically injured. Police say they arrested the lead gunman, linking him to be the Taliban. The group denied any involvement. A wave of killings has rocked the country, with journalists, activists and other political figures being targeted. Girls among the nearly 300 who were kidnapped from a school in northwestern Nigeria have been describing their ordeal following their release. Police said the girls were abducted by unidentified assailants from their boarding school in Zamfara State on Friday and taken to a forest. The state's governor said on Tuesday that 279 girls had been freed. Such kidnappings are carried out for ransom and are common in the north of the Nigeria. At least 13 people have died and more injured after a SUV collided with a trailer truck in Southern California near the U.S.-Mexico border. 25 people were said to have been traveling in the SUV, which would legally have had the capacity for 8 or 9 people. Police said the vehicle drove directly into the path of the truck, which had a full load of gravel. The truck's driver suffered minor injuries. 12 people died at the scene and another one later succumbed to their injuries in the hospital. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 25.4 degrees Celsius and minimum of 7.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping it up, the headlines once again. Government and Biplab-led group form talk team for dialogue. Minister for Information and Communications Parbat Gurung says government preparing to bring all rebel forces in dialogue to maintain peace in the country. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government committed to achieve the goal of development and prosperity. And three female journalists shot dead in Jalalabad of Afghanistan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.